Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lure of the Moonflower by Lauren Willig, read for you by Kate Redding. Prologue. Sussex, 2005. Reader, I married him. Or rather, I was in the process of marrying him, which is a much more complicated affair. Jane Eyre didn't have to plan a wedding involving three transcontinental bridesmaids, two dysfunctional families, and one slightly battered stately home. Of course, she did have to deal with that wife in the attic, so there you go. There might occasionally be bats in Collins' belfry, but there were no wives in his attic. I'd checked. "Hey, Ellie!" My little sister drifted into the drawing room, where I was busily and profanely engaged in tying bows on the chairs that had been set up for the reception. Silk ribbon, I was learning, might be attractive, but it was also more slippery than a French spy in a Crisco factory. "Delivery for you. Is that supposed to look that way?" "It's a postmodern take on the classic bow," I said, with as much dignity as I could muster. "Think Foucault's bow." Gillian cocked a hip. "Or you could just call it lopsided." "Oh, ye of little faith." I abandoned my attempts at Martha Stewartry. The guests wouldn't care if there were bows or not. They just wanted us to be happy. And an open bar. "You said there was a delivery? Please tell me it's the Portaloos. There's a perfectly good bathroom down the hall if you want to, you know, wash off that thing."